Please stand and turn to face the light of Christ. Many ages after God created the heavens and the earth, when man and woman were formed in God's own image, long after the great flood, when God set the rainbow in the clouds as a sign of the covenant, 21 centuries from the time of Abraham and Sarah, 13 centuries after Moses led God's people to freedom, 11 centuries from the time of Ruth and the judges, 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king, in the 65th week as Daniel's prophecy takes note, in the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the founding of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus, in the 6th age of the world, all the earth being at peace, Jesus Christ, eternal God, Son of the eternal Father, willing to hallow the world by his coming in mercy, was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea. Today is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, God made flesh. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy day shine with the brightness of your true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Well, Merry Christmas. It's great to greet you today on a very special day of the year, of course. And we are so thrilled to be able to join together and worship literally with millions of folks around this world who are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Some of you may be here for the very first time. A special welcome to you, to all of our guests. We hope this will be a time of just beautiful worship, but also an inspiring opportunity to be engaged by God's holy word. In fact, it's a privilege for me to welcome you. How about turn to your neighbor and greet one another in the name of Christ? So I'm Rhodes Woolley, pastor here at St. John's, but I stand literally with so many other folks who want just to extend their very best to you of this joyous time of the year. If you're looking for a church home, we'd love to extend a welcome and open invitation to you, and we'd love to chat with you a little bit more about St. John's. But again, if you're here as a visitor from out of town or visiting folks or friends or family, or maybe you just noticed a sign outside that said we were open, you're welcome, and we're glad that you are here. This is called a family service, and it's a time when we pay particular attention to the children in our midst and helping them to sort of engage with the story of Christ's birth in an important way. And as we do that, in fact, I'd like to welcome our children forward. I'm not going to tell you how old you have to be a child, but if you're feeling like a child right now and you want to gather forward, we're going to ask you to gather at the front of the church, staying on the carpet, okay? So stay on the carpet and come on down to the front of church.
Bring Bring the thirsty, seek peace. Bring those with nothing to offer. Strengthen the feeble states of frightened heart. Fear not, here is your God. Who is this who lives the life, cheering their sorrows, knowing their hunger? This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of the child, the child of man. Babe, the Son of Mary.
The reading this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. To Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Good morning, boys and girls. And Merry Christmas to you. What a special time this is, huh? Did you just hear a very special story? I just heard a very special story. But I hear something else, too. What? Gosh, is it raining? Is rain coming? Listen carefully. Do you hear what I hear? Or maybe acorns. You think there's still acorns on the trees that are falling on the roof, maybe? Or your tummy's grumbling, isn't it? Is it your tummy grumbling? No. What is that sound?
It's her.
Yeah. Well, my goodness. Wait. Actually.
It is me.
I think it sounds like a horse, maybe. Or maybe a donkey. Maybe it's... I know who it is. I think it's Mary and Joseph. Didn't you just hear the story? I did. Mary and Joseph are on a journey. They're on a journey to Bethlehem. And you know what? There weren't any buses in those days.
Can you help?
And there weren't any... There weren't any cars in there those days, were there? Was there an airplane in those days?
No, there were no vans.
There were no vans in those days either. No, nothing. Only a donkey. And so Mary had to get on top of a donkey, and Joseph had to walk alongside that donkey, and they went on a journey to Bethlehem, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, for 97 miles. Can you believe that? 97 miles. Hey, I have an idea. Do you want to go on the journey with them? Here, let's go on the journey together.
Let's go.
Let's help them out on this journey. Come on, help me out.
Donkey is getting tired.
It's a long journey, and they need some help, I think. And I think you're right. I think that donkey is going to get more and more tired along the way. Well, listen, they are super tired, and it's taking them days to get there. But finally at night, in fact, in the middle of the night, they arrived. They arrived in Bethlehem. And so Joseph went up to a house that he ran into in Bethlehem, and he knocked on the door. Here, knock on the door of that house. Help me out. Knock on the door of that house. And he asked inside the man who came to the door. He said, "Hey, listen, I have Mary here with me, and she's pregnant. She's going to give birth to a baby. Is there any room, maybe some room inside the house for her and for me?" And the gentleman looked at both of them, and he said, No, there's not any room in here. This might not be a good place to have a baby. But there is a place out back. And out back, there is a stable. It's quiet out there. There are some animals in the stable, but they won't mind sharing their home with you. And so sure enough, Mary and Joseph make their way to the back, to the stable, right? And there in the stable were some cows.
Thank you.
What does a cow sound like?
Mm.
Yeah, and then I think there were probably some horses, and I bet there was a donkey. Was there a donkey there? What does a donkey sound like? Yeah, some good donkeys out there. And
I don't know where the costumes are.
Oh, and then I think maybe there was a mama cat. Was there a mama cat and her baby cats? Do you think so? Kittens? What do they sound like?
Meow.
Yeah, so pick one of those sounds and make it sound like the barn would have sounded that night. Come on. What does it sound like?
Meow.
Help us out.
Meow.
Come on. Make it more.
Meow.
What are those sounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Meow.
Oh my.
Meow.
You know, I need someone to help us here in the stable. Because there were two people in the stable. Who was there in the stable that night? Yes.
Mary and Joseph.
Mary and Joseph. Would you like to be Joseph? Here,
He's
let's let
be
you
Joseph.
Be Joseph. And you're Joseph. Nice. And you said there was someone else there?
Mary.
I have something for Mary, too. Perfect. Would you like to be Mary? Oh, thank you. Okay. Let's see. Let's put that.
You can wrap it over your head.
I'll let Miss Judy help you with that. And maybe even this as
oh,
well, because it might have been a cold night. Does she need that too? Okay. All right. So help me out now. You got it, because I'm thinking I'm forgetting something. There's a stable, and there are cows and donkeys, and there's a kitty cat and a mama cat, and there's Mary and Joseph. Anything else? And that night, that very special night, something happened. Everything became super quiet in the middle of the night. But that very special night, a baby was born.
A baby?
A baby was born in the stable that night.
In the stable?
And that baby was God's son. And that baby's name was?
Jesus.
Yes. I think the baby Jesus is here with us as well.
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests."
Do you hear that?
Okay, very good.
Oh, it's more good news. beautiful angel voices joyfully singing and praising, telling the shepherds the really good news. Jesus is born. Can you say that? Jesus is born. Listen. Listen. Do you hear it? Way, way out in the hillside. The shepherds are taking care of their sheep and it's dark. They're probably in a circle, all close and huddled together, just like you. Close together, snug, warm, protected. But listen, don't you think it's absolutely amazing that those lowly shepherds, way out in the country on the hillside, with their little helpless sheep, were the very first ones to see the angels and to hear about Jesus' birth? What good news! Let's pretend that we're the angel, that we're the shepherds. Let's be shepherds. Oh, look up in the sky. There's not one angel. There's hundreds of angels, thousands of angels, angels everywhere. And they're singing and praising God. Oh, those lucky, blessed shepherds. Sky's full of them. Because this is a very special baby. Not just any baby. This baby is baby Jesus. Baby Jesus is God's son. Jesus come down from heaven. Now we need our shepherd. He's getting ready. Because the angels didn't stay. They left. They were gone. And then it wasn't shiny and bright. It wasn't shiny and bright. What do you think the angels want to do? I heard those angels say, there's a baby been born. I want to go see him. You want to go? Yes, let's go quick. Let's go all the way to Bethlehem as fast as we can walk. Here we go. Let's walk to Bethlehem. We're going to see that beautiful baby Jesus.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be a shepherd? Can you imagine what it would have been like to be the innkeeper? What if you were someone who was just passing by the stable that night and you sort of looked inside and you saw what happened? Can you imagine just being someone who was passing by that night? Do you think they would know what was going on inside, like you and I know what was going on? Do you think they would know? Well, the shepherd would know because he had been told by the angels, right? But would the innkeeper know? No. And would the fellow who was passing by the stable that night, would he know? No, he wouldn't know. So who will tell them? There's no one to... I have an idea. What if you tell them? Or what if you tell them? Or what if you tell them?
You tell them?
I have an idea. Would you do something for me? Look way up. Do you see what I see? Do you see way up there in the sky? Do you see what I see? Well, maybe you can't see it right now, but on that night when Jesus was born was a very bright star. And that bright star shone all over Bethlehem, and it shone right above where Jesus was born that night. A bright and beautiful star, right? You know?
Maybe we can be stars.
How would you like to be a star with me? Put your hands like this. Put your hands just like this. Put your hands above your heads just like this.
Yeah.
Now look at those beautiful stars. I think that you could be a star just like that star of Bethlehem that night. And if you're, keep your hands up. Yeah. And if you're going to be a star, then what that means is you are going to shine a light so brightly that all of the world can see that Jesus has been born. You're going to shine a light so brightly that all of the world can see the love of God through Jesus. Raise your hand if you'd like to be a star.
You want to raise your hand?
Friends, I need you to be a star. And there are lots of stars around this world, aren't there, Miss Judy?
Lots of stars. But he really needs you. Sit down with the other. We have some ladies who are going to help you now tell the story. They've made you a chrismon. And a chrismon's a symbol that represents or stands for Jesus or something in his life. These very special ladies have made these gifts just for you. And when you get yours, you want to be sure and say thank you. Thank you for their love and their kindness and their generosity. And also, whoa, here's our big thank you. A big thank you to God for sending His Son as the best gift of all. Thank you, God. Ready? Thank you, God. And I want to thank you, too, for coming and listening and helping us share the story of the good news. Now, when you go to get your chrismon, the ladies are standing right over to the side and on either side, so you can get one. Go with love and joy and peace in your heart. Let your light shine and go tell that story.
Thank you for being here today, and Merry Christmas to all of you. As you leave, be sure to get your gift, okay? Be sure to get your chrismon. God bless you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
We invite you to stand as we for our prayers of intercession this morning. Let us pray that Christ's light will take flesh in the church, in creation, and with all of God's people. Lord God, your gift of grace overwhelms us. That you would come to earth in human form is beyond our comprehension, but gives us reason to offer our heartfelt thanks and praise. Lord, in your mercy, we come to the manger with sisters and brothers from around the world. In times of great change and uncertainty, we pray for all who are entrusted with the task of leadership. We pray especially for our mayor and city council, our county commissioners, our governors and legislators, our president and our members of Congress. We ask that you grant wisdom, courage, and an eagerness to serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy. We bring to the manger our hope for the well-being of creation, that every valley be exalted and every rough place be made plain so that every living thing may flourish. Lord, in your mercy. We bring to the manger a vision of peace and pray that the nations, tribes, and peoples of this world will see and cherish each other in the very image of Christ, our Prince of Peace. We pray especially for peace in Jerusalem, Yemen, South Sudan, and other war-torn places around the world. Lord, in your mercy. We bring to the manger our concerns for those who have no place to rest their heads. We come begging that the child for whom there was no room will open the doors of our hearts to the needs of our neighbors and ourselves. We pray for those who dwell in the shadow of loneliness, despair, illness, or death, especially those that we name before you on our lips or in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, we bring to the manger our thanks for the gifts of family and community, even when that gift feels distant or unrealized. Strengthen the bonds of love that bring healing in places of discord. In your divine goodness, O Lord, bind us together as a community of faith. Lord, in your mercy, we bring to the manger the hopes and dreams of all the years, that with Mary and Joseph, angels and archangels, the loved ones of every time and every place, that we might join in a common song that unites heaven and earth. We pray especially for loved ones who have gone before us and now enjoy their rest in you. Lord, in your mercy, into your outstretched arms, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, the light and life of the world. Amen. We now invite you to be seated.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Today our communion is by intinction, in which we will give to you a piece of bread and you may dip it into the wine or grape juice, whatever is your pleasure. For those who prefer or need gluten-free elements, then please just indicate that at the front. You will come down the middle aisle and then return the side aisle. Come to the table, for it is ready for all. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift that we may see your light shining in the dark and embrace it as children of the light. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, these next few hours are going to be special, aren't they? So we've begun in worship, and now it's time to celebrate with maybe friends and family. Once again, so thankful for those of you who are joining us today as guests. We hope that your day will just be filled with all kinds of joy and peace. I must admit that it's sometimes a little, unpredictable, might I say, to gather children around the front of the church and share a story that can sometimes suddenly become rather unpredictable. But as you leave this place, know that you too can be a bright star, a bright light for this world. This world needs you to be that, right? So everybody, come on, whether you want to or not, put down your bulletins for a second. Put up your hands just like this. Make your star in the sky, right? Carl, I love seeing you do this. Friends, we want you to be that bright light for all the world to see, because the world needs to see the light of Christ today. So Merry Christmas. God be with you today, tomorrow, and all the days of your life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
in peace to love and serve the newborn King.